threatening, but she did suffer a stone for about 15 injury. She was trapped by the headstone for about 15 minutes. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Free Fire Radio. It's the Friday, December 30th show, morning show. I'm Eric Woodstrom. I'm the Northern Valley president of Five Star Bank, sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott, who have started their vacation a little bit early, their New Year's celebration a little bit early. Our guest today is Mike Frank. Mike is a recognized expert on taking leaders to higher levels of performance. He has more than three decades of senior-level executive experience at several multinational Fortune 500 companies, including Mutual of Omaha, General Mills, PepsiCo, Izod, Taco Bell, Walt Disney, MFS Communication, and was the founder of Level 3 Communication. 12 years ago, Mike stepped away from the corporate ladder and became involved in startup entrepreneurial ventures and nonprofit organizations such as the Hope Center in Omaha, IHOP, the Joseph Center, and the Santa Barbara Rescue Mission. Most recently, Mike has founded a coaching and executive development company, Frank Consulting. His wife of 34 years, Robbie, joined him in this venture in the fall of 2011. Together, they've determined and succeeded in passing their expertise to young entrepreneurs. Mike and Robbie have three children, Amber, Dustin, Christian, and laid their fourth child to rest in 2001. They live here in Redding, California. Welcome, Mike.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, you've climbed the highest mountains on the corporate ladder. You've accomplished a lot, and now here you are in Redding. Tell us a little bit about why you're here.
Well, great. Yeah, thanks for asking that question. I get asked that a lot, actually, and it really has to do with my marriage and my wife. My wife, for many, many years, as I climbed that corporate ladder, moved around with me and, bought into my dream and followed me kind of wherever my opportunities took me. And so we had retired a few years ago, or quasi-retired, and she came up with this idea that she wanted to come to Bethel here in Redding and go to their school. And while I wasn't necessarily super enthused about that, I was living in Santa Barbara at the time, I said, you know what, this is payback. And so I kind of followed her this time.
Yes. And then what was it about the area and the experience with Bethel that made you guys want to stay here?
Yeah, well, you know what? For the first year my wife was in school, we didn't know if we were going to stay afterwards. It was kind of a nine-month kind of an experiment for us. But as we got to know the people, we got to know the community a little bit better, the broader Redding community, and saw kind of the lifestyle that we could have up here. And our son was in high school. We really were concerned about where he was going to go to high school and what he was going to be exposed to. And we thought Redding was actually a better alternative to where our home was in Santa Barbara. Maybe not so much from a beach or beauty perspective, but from a values perspective and community. We really liked it here. So we made a decision back in the spring of 2010 that we were going to make this our home for at least the foreseeable future.
Sure. Well, that story and your, that path sounds familiar. Myself, spent 20 years in Southern California working hard. We had our fourth child and looked at each other and said, "This is when I had to call from the hotel room on the East Coast to wish my oldest son, a happy birthday." We knew something was wrong.
Yeah.
And spent a little bit of time looking around, and we're here too. I think that's a story that. There's a number of people in town that can relate to.
Yeah.
Tell me what you're doing up here now, then.
Well, you know, after I got here, I really started asking myself, what am I going to do with my time?
Sure.
You know, because I was a founder of a fairly large telecommunications company, I could kind of live where I wanted to live and do what I wanted to do. I had a lot of freedom economically. And so I started looking around, you know, Redding, Shasta County, and looking at, you know, where would my skill set be of value here? And, you know, I've been successful at building companies, building businesses, helping individuals be the best they can be. So in essence, I was a builder. And so I started looking around saying, well, where does this area have a need that maybe I can contribute to? And What I found very quickly was just a lot of people who were either unemployed or underemployed, and that our economic engine had kind of stalled due to the housing crisis. And so I decided at that point that I was going to put my talents and my skill set to use to try to help create economic growth and create jobs in the community.
Wow, thank you. That's inspirational, really. Bob, you've gone and take a break here for a minute. And
yes, sir, Eric, and welcome. We certainly appreciate you filling in for Carl and Linda this morning. And we'll continue your interview with Mike after we take a break here and get a couple of items out of the way. First, we go to Kathy Lathrop Cummings right now of Wells Fargo Advisors for this hour's Market Minute, brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Eric. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 4 points at 12,282. The S&P 500 is positive fractionally at 1,263, and the NASDAQ is positive 1 at 2,614. Active stocks today include Pfizer up 11 cents at 21.82, General Electric down 3 cents at $18.04, and Ford Motor Company up 8 cents at $10.76. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is up 2 cents at $14.41, and XO Group is down 13 cents at $8.50. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which has lowered the 30-year Treasury yield down to 2.88%. Over in the commodity markets, gold is trading up $27.30 at $15.68.20. Silver is up 69 cents at $28 even, and crude oil is down 92 cents at $98.73. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
All right, Kathy, thank you very much. We'll check in with you again 1 hour from now. And Eric and Mike will continue in just a moment here at AM 1460, KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Free Fire Radio this morning. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Mike's Music and Sound Holiday Sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
This is Carl Bodden. Debuting on Friday, January 6th at 9 a.m. will be Shasta Startup, a weekly program that will address the business community hosted by local business owners. Join them as they comment on the business climate, new business ideas, and successful businesses right here in Shasta County. The economy may be weak right now, but there are still good prospects for success if you plan ahead, and Shasta Startup will provide the information that can help you succeed. Shasta Startup is brought to you by S.J. Denham, Chrysler Jeep, serving Reading since 1945. Visit them at 772 Market Street or call 530-241-1756.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
KCNR News Time, actually Free Fire Radio Time, 7:15 this morning. It's Bob Martin here along with our guest host, Eric Woodstrom, and we'll continue with our interview with Mike Frank in just a moment here at AM 1460. First, a look at the weather brought to you, as always, by Anselmo Vineyards. Here at AM 1460, we're seeing rain, an intense period between now and 4 o'clock. An 80% chance of precipitation is what they're saying. A high near 55 for Redding. Then a 20% chance of rain between 4 and 10 tonight. So the showers should move in and out fairly rapidly today, leaving us with dry conditions for New Year's weekend. After a low of 35 tonight, we'll see mostly sunny skies. A high near 61 tomorrow. But caution, wind gusts as high as 21 miles an hour on Saturday. The wind will die down Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 37 for New Year's Eve overnight. Then New Year's Day, mostly sunny, a high near 65. And for your New Year's Monday holiday, partly sunny, dry once again with a high near 60. In fact, they have pushed any additional rain in the extended forecast back to next Thursday following today's cloudburst. Overcast skies, currently 50 degrees, light rain falling in downtown Reading. Again, the weather brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. As we return you to our guest host, Five Star Bank President Eric Woodstrom here on AM 1460. Good morning once again, Eric.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you very much. Just a reminder to our listeners out there on Free Fire Radio, this is a call-in show. It's live. You can call in on 605-4567. Bob's also monitoring the chat room. We're streaming live on the internet at kcnr.com. Our guest today is Mike Frank. Mike's talked a little bit about himself and why, how he and his family ended up here. And Mike, you've recently written a book.
Yeah, I have. The book's title is called Prosperity with Purpose, and its subtitle is An Executive Search for Significance. And it's really a story of my journey and the lessons learned along the way. And it kind of recaps my business life and kind of my emotional, spiritual life. And it's really meant to help people understand a little bit more of who I am if they want to do business with me. It's kind of like my calling card in many ways.
Well, I had a chance to read your book, and as I talked to you about it before the show, I saw some parallels in my own life and how we, we get out of school, we're ambitious, we want to conquer the world, and then there becomes a point in time. That point in time is different for everybody, and some people don't ever have that point in time, but where we sit back and reflect and say, well, what are we really doing, and what's important to us?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's consistent with a lot of the feedback that I've gotten on the book. And, you know, for me, it, like I said, it's really a recap of that journey and the deep reflection and the learnings that I've gleaned from just living life as long as I have. And you know, one of the key things that people, and one of the key reasons I wrote that book, too, is because I've had some success in my career financially and otherwise, and everybody asks me, Mike, what's the secret formula? What's the secret sauce? How do I become successful? How do I create wealth and that kind of stuff? And you know, if you read the book, the answer really is that there is no secret sauce. There is no secret formula, and you've got to just really take advantage of the opportunities that are presented to you throughout your life. And then I really redefine what prosperity means. To a lot of us, prosperity means, you know, financial success or financial independence, and it's really a redefinition of that term, saying prosperity is, you know, having a great family life, having your health, having, you know, a reason to get up every morning, and on about how many of us have, you know, real wealth. It may not include the dollars, but it's real wealth. It's nevertheless.
Sure. No, I found it interesting how you you know, really differentiated between money, wealth, and prosperity, and that yeah. they're really three separate values.
Yeah.
Now that's and we've talked a lot about successes and what and you know how hard work and taking advantage of opportunity and to some extent luck.
Yep.
Certainly, a strong faith creates success. How about failures along the way?
Boy.
Any comments along failures? You know, you can share some or yeah. you know, just comment on your feelings
well,
about
you know,
failure.
I since I've stopped doing the big corporation stuff, I've started several businesses, and I've had my share of failures within some small businesses. I had to do a kind of a relearning. I'd grown up in an environment where I was working for existing companies, and after I stopped on that track, I started my own businesses, and I had two that didn't go anywhere until we finally found, you know, the formula that was right for me, and we were able to get some success out of that. So it would be, you know, but to most entrepreneurs, which I consider myself to be now,
sure.
Failure is not really failure. It's just a learning opportunity.
Well, that was the point that I, in reading in your book, you talk about that we all make mistakes and some are bigger than others, but fortunately we can persevere and really learn from it. And it's learning from those failures. I know in my own business life, it's the failures that made you stronger and made you make better decisions going forward.
Yeah, that's a frequent question I ask when I interview people is the one you just asked me. What failures have you had and what did you learn from it? Because you can learn so much more from failures than you can by just riding a wave of success. But, you know, my hope is that you do have that opportunity to have that wave of success. You know, the other thing I guess that I would highlight from that book, too, is that you know, I was a kind of a driven guy. I was very ambitious and what I call driven from a very early age. And through the life and eventual death of my daughter, it really taught me to not live so much in my head, but live a little bit more out of my heart, which I think most business people could use a little bit more of.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's getting out of our comfort zone,
yeah,
and it's hard, but it does provide more satisfaction than you can imagine from a business point of view.
Yeah, it is satisfaction. I often say that, you know, this book was about traveling 18 inches. It took me 50 years to go 18 inches from my head to my heart and live a little bit more out of my heart.
No, that's a great way to put it. Well, we're going to give away a couple copies of the book today for callers. If you have a question or a comment or would just like a copy of the book, Mike's generously offered to give a copy of the book away. So please call in. And Bob was giving me the 1 minute sign, and that's up.
All right. We do need to take a break here. Eric and Mike will be back momentarily here at AM 1460, KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media. 7:23 now. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Major League Poker is back, and it's only at Wind River Casino.
Wind River.
The $10,000 guarantee Stone Cold Poker Tournament on Saturday, January 7th at 10 a.m.
Sure.
Win your share of $10,000. Book your seat now. Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips.
$10,000.
A $50 rebuy will get you an additional $5,000 in chips.
$5,000.
As a bonus, if you pay the optional rebuy before the start of the tournament, you'll receive an additional $2,000 in chips for a total of $17,000 in chips. Entrance will be hosted to sandwiches. This major poker tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast. So reserve your seat today at the River Club. 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or online at WinRiverCasino.com. Play in our Tuesday satellite tournaments for a chance to win a seat. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and play in the $10,000 guarantee Stone Cold Poker Tournament on Saturday, January 7th at 10 a.m. Prize pool based on participants. It's better on the river.
On the river.
Be sure to attend the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, January 15th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Simpson Event Center, Simpson University. Cast a view in College Drive, more than 150 vendors, lots of prizes. See you there.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
The state granted.
My name is Brian Salato. I'm a California licensed real estate broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group.
I actually hired Estate Granite and Tile to do my own personal kitchen. The great thing about Estate Granite was they, from the selection of the granite to the actual fabrication and the insulation, they were involved all the way throughout the entire process.
Estate Granite.
For me, the part of manufacturing and fabricating granite is really the expertise of detail and going through a process and making the best features of the granite be the focal point in the kitchen. It always makes a big difference. As I'm selling real estate in the community, people always notice that that kitchen and that granite is really a focal point, and you really do not want to leave that to chance. And Estate Granite and Tile just does an exceptional job in fabricating and going through the entire process and walking you through that. The product is exceptional.
Estate Granite, a reputation carved in stone. 241-STONE. EstateGranite.com.
Fields Jewelers, family-owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high-quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Where the time is 7:26, and we take a quick look at the forecast before we throw it back to Mike Frank, Eric Woodstrom's special guest on this morning's edition of Free Fire Radio. We're seeing an 80% chance of rain before 4 o'clock this afternoon. That'll drop to 20% afterwards. A high near 55 today. An overnight low around 35, and it should be dry conditions with highs around 60 degrees for New Year's weekend. Weather brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And we have a winner for one of the books, Eric. Nina Natina of Reading called in for a copy of Mike's new book. So congratulations, Nina.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. And Nina, we'll make sure that we get that book mailed to you today. And I appreciate you calling in. Well, Mike, we've talked a little bit about your background, the book. Let's talk about what's going on here in Shasta County. We have a beautiful place. It's, you know, there's lakes, there's fishing, we have a river running through the middle of town. We've got a nice town here, great schools, and a lot of good people. But we have some problems. High unemployment. It's one of the highest in the country. Home foreclosures, slow economy, chronic illness, and a lot of our residents are below the poverty level. What do we do about it?
that's a big
it's
question.
It's not one person's solution, but what can each of us do about it?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. You know, when we came here, we came from a pretty prosperous community down in Santa Barbara, and we had our share of homeless people. In fact, I was the interim executive director of the rescue mission in Santa Barbara for a short period. So got to see just how that looked firsthand. But when we came up here, we just noticed, we took an office in the downtown area, and we just noticed just how much activity there was in the daytime with unemployed people just walking the streets or you know, not being at a place of work. And then we saw a lot of people passing through our community on the road up towards Whiskey Town and Weaverville and all that. And it kind of broke our hearts. It really did. It says, you know, we don't believe that this is the way we're supposed to live, that we're supposed to live with this kind of chronic unemployment, chronic poverty. And so we decided we're going to, as individual citizens, try to do something about it. And so that launched us into kind of what we're doing now.
And what is it that you're doing now? Let's talk a little bit more about that. We have Frank Consulting.
Yeah.
And
Probably the biggest thing I can say in a general sense is that we're trying to give hope to the community. Hope in terms of, we can experience a higher level of economic prosperity, a hope that we can, you know, grow and create new jobs here, hope that we can all work together to make this community be a community where people can not only enjoy all the beauty and the recreational things, but they can have a meaningful, sustainable job. And so since I'm a business guy, there's an old saying, like to a hammer, everything looks like a nail. To a business guy, the solution for a lot of things is we got to create jobs for people.
All right, and with that, we'll take a hard break here for Fox Business News and be right back with you and more comments and conversation with Mike Frank.
All right, Eric, Mike, thank you very much. More straight ahead. You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. The time now is 7:30.
From the Fox Business Network, light volume is expected during the last day of trading for the year. Wall Street fighting to remain positive, at least on the Dow. But right now, 10 a.m. Eastern, the last trading day of the year, the Dow is down roughly 10 points. Some positive year-end news from Ford. The motor company says its U.S. sales this year have passed the 2 million mark. It's the first time that's happened since 2007. Sales through November were up 18% from the same time last year. And sales of small cars this year are on pace to rise more than 20%, while utility vehicles are trucking up more than 30%. Spain's new government has revised its forecast for the country's 2011 budget deficit to 8% of GDP, up from the 6% target of the last government. The new administration has approved $11.5 billion worth of spending cuts and has maintained a freeze on civil servant salaries and a freeze on practically all government hiring. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Furniture for life, Kubler's Furniture. Everything we do is all about you.
It's the 13th month sale at Kubler's Furniture. What is the 13th month sale? Bargains beyond belief. Kubler's Furniture intends to do a normal month's business in 6 bargain-filled days of price cuts. Your chance to pick up gorgeous furniture at amazing prices. But you have to make it in by the last day of the year, December 31st. Finance your $999 purchase with 13 months no interest with minimum payment OAC. You'll find recliner rockers as low as $249. Durapella sofas for just $429. It's the 13th month sale at Kubler's Furniture. Name brands like Broyhill and Simmons. Kubler's is price-cutting their inventory beyond belief. Hurry in now.
Kubler's Furniture.
Sale is going on now until December 31st at Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery, 1894 Churn Creek Road in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sales. See store for details.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to Cars?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, and I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of Cars?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in. They'll call me, let me know what needs to be done. They'll take care of it and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to Cars. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
And welcome back. 7:34:26 in front of 8 here at AM 1460 KCNR. This edition of Free Fire Radio continues. We'll return to guest host Eric Woodstrom and special guest Mike Frank momentarily here on AM 1460. First, we want to welcome Amy Dundas to the program for her regular Friday morning feature for Adamson's Peak Performance. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, guys. Happy almost New Year.
Yes, happy almost New Year to you.
Thank you. Today, actually, I want to talk about the New Year because every year I see people make extreme New Year's resolutions saying they want to lose weight and get fit. Well, and that's not a bad idea, but the problem is that when you're making that list and you just say you want to, you know, get fit and lose weight, you're not being very specific. So I want people to really narrow down their goals for this new year when it comes to their health and fitness. For instance, if you want to get in shape and you want to start eating better, then be really specific about that. I want you to say, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I will go to the gym for a half hour at 2 o'clock, and I will start eating a fruit with breakfast every day and two servings of vegetables at lunch and dinner. So it kind of sounds silly, but the more specific you are, the more likely you are to actually follow the plan, and we won't see people dropping off come February and March.
All right, that's good advice, Amy.
All right, guys.
You want to give us your address and phone number and all of that good stuff?
Yeah, I'm at Adamson's Peak Performance. We're at 3266 Bocelli Lane, next to the Yak Coffee Shop. Or the Rose Center. A lot of people know the Rose Center for Physical Therapy. We're right in there. We specialize in personal training. We do boot camps. We have small circuit classes, and we also do nutritional counseling. So come on down, check us out. Let us help you get your new year started right. Let us help you write those goals. A lot of times people don't know how to get started with their fitness, too. And having a fitness professional there to do that for you, to get you started and to teach you how to do this for the rest of your life, is a great thing to do, too.
Well, you guys are terrific at what you do. And Carl and Linda, of course, not here this morning, but they wanted me to wish you and everybody at Adamson's Peak Performance a very happy new year, Amy.
Great. Thanks. You guys, too.
All right. Thanks. We'll touch base again with you next Friday morning.
Sounds great.
That's Amy Dundas from Adamson's Peak Performance here on AM 1460 KCNR at 7:37. The weather brought to you, as always, by Anselmo Vineyards. Rain between now and 4 o'clock today, 80% chance of precipitation for Redding. That'll drop to 20% between 4 and 10 p.m. today. A high of 55, followed by a low around 35 under mostly cloudy skies. Clouds should, for the most part, move out overnight. Mostly sunny skies, dry conditions tomorrow. A high near 61, wind gust as high as 21 miles an hour. That'll help move the clouds out. Saturday night for New Year's Eve, partly cloudy with a low around 37 as the winds die down. And New Year's Day Sunday, mostly sunny, a high near 65. For your New Year's Monday holiday, partly sunny with a high near 60. And again, dry conditions. So the rain should move in and out fairly quickly today. Currently overcast skies, 51 degrees, rain falling lightly in parts of Redding. And at 7:38, we return to our guest host, Eric Woodstrom, the president of Five Star Bank, here on today's edition of Free Fire Radio, and a special guest, Mike Frank.
Thank you, Bob. Yeah, we're here with Mike Frank. Mike has talked to us a little bit about his book, Prosperity with a Purpose. We've given away two of them. We'll get those out today. Mike, we've talked about the problems here and what the solution is helping to create jobs. What are you doing with Frank Consulting to help move that along?
Yeah, great. Thanks for asking that question. First of all, without being disrespectful to all the people that serve in our government, we're hearing a lot of talk right now because of the, you know, the national Republican caucus that's going on in Iowa, and everybody's talking about creating jobs, the government people, the candidates.
Right.
And with all due respect, the government doesn't really create sustainable jobs. And so what we've decided is that we would try to gather some of the business people, some of the marketplace people in our community and say, you know what, this is what we do. This is what we do well, is we know how to build things. We know how to create jobs. So we've gathered a bunch of the business people in the community, and we're really trying to say, how do we collectively, working in collaboration with the government and nonprofits and churches, et cetera, how do we create a better economic reality for us, and how do we create jobs here in our community? And so that's where most of my effort goes to right now.
Wonderful. And that's, you know, as a banker, we see businesses every day. We are having conversations in the last week. We've, you know, this is a time of year for reflection and looking forward. And,
yeah.
and a number of our customers have reflected on what they've done in 2011, looking forward. How can we grow? How can we create more value of our business and also create jobs? And
right.
I think you hit it right on the head. It needs to be a collaboration. The government can help facilitate it, but the government doesn't create jobs. Mostly they need to get out of the way.
Yeah, you know, really what their job is to create an environment, or what I call a fertile soil,
yes.
meaning the soil in which if the business community plants seeds of some startup companies, et cetera, if we plant those seeds in a fertile soil, many of them are going to sprout up and bear fruit. And that's really the role that we see for the government in this situation. But let me take you back about a year and a half ago
sure.
when I first started on this journey. I ended up down in New Orleans, and we went there with a group of other business executives, and we had a conference there. But the day before the conference, some of the business people in the city of New Orleans took us around the city in a bus to all the various points at which the after effects of the Hurricane Katrina and the flooding that occurred in New Orleans. And, you know, we all know that story. It was over five, maybe almost 6 years ago now, but major devastation. And, you know, lots of homes were destroyed. A lot of jobs were lost. About half the population of New Orleans left the city.
Displaced.
So major economic chaos, right? So what we found as we toured that city was that it had already sprung back 5 years later.
Wow.
And so when we probed and asked how did it come back so quickly and so vibrantly, what we found was it was the business community that did it. That they said, we're not going to sit here. If you remember FEMA,
sure.
the Federal Emergency
yes.
Management, and the state government, and the city government, they were all fumbling the ball in some pretty severe ways, and it
yeah.
was chaos there. So the business community said, we're not going to stand for this. We're going to go out and help create a different economic reality here. So as I was flying back on the plane from New Orleans to Reading, I felt like this phrase stuck in my head that in some ways Reading, Shasta County has experienced what I would now term as a dry flood.
As a dry flood, sure. An
yeah.
economic
yeah.
flood, if you will.
Yeah. yeah, we didn't have the catastrophe like New Orleans did, but so that really sparked me into saying, okay, we're going to, as a business community, we're going to rally some guys, we're going to try to, you know, really, you know, put our efforts into creating jobs. And the reason I say creating jobs is there's a lot of efforts in town right now, you know, the economic development group, the city, they're all trying to bring in people to relocate their businesses here. But in the long run, we think the best solution is to grow our own, to find local talent, help them, encourage them, help find ways for them to start their business, fulfill their dream. And I've got a lot to say about that.
Sure.
I know we need to do another break.
No,
but,
that's all right.
We'll talk
specifically about the business planning workshop coming up and the entrepreneurial boot camp that you're hosting. All right. Bob, back to you.
All right, Eric, thank you very much. We'll continue. Eric Woodstrom, president of Five Star Bank, along with Mike Frank, local published author, our special guest in the first hour this morning, and more to come here on today's edition of Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot. AM 1460, KCNR.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the gala of the year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25. Visit our website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. ConsciousLivingYoga.com, 246-7256.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, 747, 13 in front of 7 o'clock. 52 degrees, rain falling lightly in downtown Reading. And we'll get right back to our special guest host here on Free Fire Radio, Eric Woodstrom, the president of Five Star Bank, and author Mike Frank momentarily here. Want to remind you a couple of things. Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading has the largest walk-in humidor filled with premium cigars. There you can find cigar cutters, travel humidors, all kinds of stuff. You can also find ramrods, bourbon cheroos, Swisher Sweets, Black and Milds, Blackwoods, Backwoods even, Al Capones, White Owls, hundreds of cigars to choose from. Just one of the many items you'll find at Tobacco and Brew. We appreciate all they've done, not only for KCNR, but for all the veterans in 2011, and look forward to a great relationship with them in 2012. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading. They're open until 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and until 7 p.m. on Sundays. And at 7:48, we also want to congratulate our winner of the second book. We had another caller a little while ago, Roberta Withrow, who says she admires Mike Frank's work and looking forward to reading the book, Roberta Withrow of Reading. So we congratulate Roberta and Eric.
Thank you very much, Bob. All right, in our final segment here, Mike, why don't we talk a little bit about specifically what we're doing on the ground, what you're doing on the ground, what we can look forward to in 2012 to help move along and build and create jobs.
Great. Well, I've done a lot of research, and some of the material that I've come across, in particular the from the Gallup polling organization about how do cities recover economically, how do they grow economically, and what I found consistently was that the best way to change your economic reality in a city is to help entrepreneurs, help people that are called to start new businesses, help them get launched. And so that's what where we started at. We've got the economic development people working on bringing in people from their companies from other parts of the country, but there wasn't a real concerted effort on how do we actually help home grow our own businesses here and create jobs through that method. That's been the backbone of how jobs have been created in America. It's not been through government. It's not been through, you know, companies relocating. It's been through startups, mom and pops who have grown their companies, and that's where really all the job creation has taken place. So what we've done is we've said, okay, well, let's do that as well here. And so what we did was we said, look, we've got a lot of great homegrown talent here, people that have grown up here and gone to school here and maybe went away to college and came back, but they're terrific talent. But we also have had this incredible influx of new talent. Every year between the three, you know, schools that we have here of higher education, Simpson University, Shasta College, and Bethel School of Ministry, we get about between 1,400 and 1,500 new entrants into our local
community. Sure.
And so what ended up happening is we said, how do we harness that? How do we take advantage of those people? Many of them are very ambitious. They have they're becoming well educated if they don't already have a degree. And that's why Robbie and I came here.
Sure.
We came to be part of this community because of one of those schools. So how do you harness that energy? And so what we've done is we've created a concept called Entrepreneur Boot Camps. And Entrepreneur Boot Camps is a 3-day boot camp where if you've got a dream of starting your own business, come to our boot camp, and you'll get taught by not people who have not ever really done it, and with no disrespect to professors or to some of the mid-level government employees, but the kinds of staff that we've accumulated is all CEO-level guys who have started their own business, who have successfully run their own business. Those are the instructors. So you come to the boot camp for 3 days. You'll get your business plan all ready for the road ahead. You learn about how to take your product to market. You learn how to find financing, and you learn how to build a culture that's going to sustain this stuff. So the boot camps is a real key, integral part of our strategy on how we're going to create jobs. And we've got a new one coming up. We've done two so far.
Okay.
Had about 30 people in each one of them. Several successful businesses have spawned off of those. We've got another one coming up in February.
And where can people get information about the boot camp if they're interested in learning more about it or getting involved in it?
Yeah. I'll give you a website name. It's called theonramp.com. So theonramp.com. And where we got that name is that many people want to get on the highway to success, but like on an interstate, you got to find the on-ramp. You got to figure out how to get up there. And so that's what we do. We're theonramp.com, and we help you not only, get on the on-ramp, but to accelerate so that you can merge into that successful traffic that you're trying to be part of.
Sure.
Then the other thing that we're doing is that we realize that there's really not a – if you look at places like Silicon Valley or Austin, Texas, or Boise, Idaho, and some of those other places that are really doing well economically right now, they have a community of people, like-minded people, entrepreneur types that gather, they collaborate with each other, they build alliances with each other, they do a lot of things in collaboration, and we just really didn't seem to have a good venue for that to happen here. So every month we do what we call the Entrepreneur Mixer.
Okay.
And we host it in different places around town. And next month, or actually in January, we're going to be doing it at the C.R. Gibbs restaurant.
All right.
And we get together for a couple hours. We let people meet each other.
And it's both people that are part of your boot camp and the training and part of the – and it's the entrepreneurs, and it's a chance –
wannabes.
It's the wannabes.
Yeah.
It's the people that want to get there.
Yeah, and they get to mix with people that have actually done it, and they just – they get inspired. They get motivated. And then we also highlight one business that's doing really well to show them, they did it, and they didn't know a lot about what they were getting into. You can do it. Even though you feel like you don't know a lot about what you're getting into.
Sure. When we come back to our final segment, maybe we can talk a little bit about some of the participants in your boot camp and some of the actual success stories.
Sure.
All right.
All right, Eric.
Thank you, Bob.
We'll be back in a couple of minutes as we make our way towards the 8 o'clock hour here on today's edition of Free Fire Radio. Eric Woodstrom, president of Five Star Bank, sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning. Yeah. Miss a day, miss a lot. AM 1460, KCNR, the home of Free Fire Radio.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed?
Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
You're listening to KCNR, the home of Free Fire Radio, where it's 7:56, 3.5 minutes in front of 8 o'clock, and to wind up our interview with Mike Frank, we throw it back to Eric Woodstrom. Good morning once again, Eric.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you very much. Yeah, to wind it up here, we've talked a lot about new business development and some of the efforts that are taking place in our town. We're interviewing Mike Frank. Mike is... been instrumental in helping to put together some new energy, really, in helping entrepreneurs get started and get kicked off through his entrepreneurial boot camps, through developing business plans, and on the ramp. It's empowering creative entrepreneurs. Mike, maybe you can tell us a little, give us a couple examples of some of the success stories or some of the ideas that have come out of it.
Yeah, we've had a number of people. We've had approximately 60 individuals go through the two boot camps that we've done so far, and we think we spawned about 6 or 7 businesses that are still going. And it's really interesting because they're not the traditional manufacturing or build a
natural resource related.
Right.
Sure.
A lot of them have been technology oriented. So for example, we've had one business that was just so phenomenal. I don't know if you carry a smartphone or not, Eric,
sure.
But you can buy these mobile apps on your smartphone, and they're little applications that help you master a certain subject or whatever. And we've had 2 or 3 of those that have happened. We had one guy who developed he's called the melon meter, and the melon meter is a way to go into the grocery store and tap the watermelon and to find out whether it's underripe or overripe or just ripe. And he's selling this all over the world, this guy is.
Wow.
So he's a real tremendous success story. But the other thing that's happened too, Eric, is that we found that the two biggest problems for people to get their businesses started once they've gone through our boot camp is that there's not a lot of funding out there. You're
sure.
A banker, you know.
Yes.
Capital is hard to come by right now.
Yes.
And so one of the big efforts that we've got going right now, working in collaboration with some people in the city as well, is we're trying to develop an angel investment fund. An angel investment fund would really be giving some seed money to these businesses. Once they've, gone through the boot camp, once they're ready to launch, they need some capital to get started. And most people are caught in that no man's land between, I don't have enough of my own funds, and the bank really isn't in a position to help me until I've got some business going, and the venture capitalists are way too far out of reach for me, so where do I go?
Sure.
And then the final thing I'd talk about is mentoring and training for these individuals. Mentoring, coaching, we're trying to to put together right now programs where they have somebody they can go to get advice as they get launched. And so I guess the other thing that I mentioned, too, is that we've got a workshop coming up on January 21st. It's called a business planning workshop. It helps you put your business plan together. It's an afternoon on a Saturday, and we're doing it at Simpson University, January 21st. And then our boot camp is February 9th, 10th, and 11th. We're going to do it at the Builders Exchange. And you can go to theonramp.com to find out information in terms of pricing and time and all that kind of stuff. But we'd love to have some of your listeners come out and be part of that and help us grow jobs in this community.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mike. Thank you for helping us finish the year and look forward to 2012 and in what seems to be, you know, a tough business climate, looking forward to really positive change in our community. Thank you very much, Mike.
All right. You're welcome.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
While Newt Gingrich is warning that the change he wants to effect will be very uncomfortable.
If you think that level of change is too much, then we need to accept decline and decay.
Also today, Michelle Bachmann hopes to get back on message after the fight over her Iowa campaign chair suddenly switching to Ron Paul. And there's a new super PAC in business here. It's funded by evangelical Christian leaders, and the idea is to support Rick Santorum. Dave.
Richard, is said to be the biggest day of protests in months in Syria. And it's a deadly day yet again. Activists claim Syrian forces have killed at least 19 anti-government protesters among the hundreds of thousands they claim are taking the streets today calling for change. The fire is out, but what damage has been done on a Russian nuclear submarine? Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin monitoring live in London.
Yeah, the blaze began on wooden scaffolding and spread to rubber tiles coating the submarine's hull. 9 people hospitalized after breathing toxic fumes, the military says. The boat was being repaired so nuclear missiles were not aboard, and there is no leak from the reactor, officials say. But neighboring Norway says it is watching for radiation, and reports in Russia say the costly vessel may now need to be scrapped. Dave?
Alistair, a recall at GM. More than 4,000 Chevy Sonic subcompact cars, model year 2012. The problem? Brake pads could be missing, which could lead to a crash, though GM says there are no reports that's happened. It is the final trading day of the year on Wall Street, and so far the Dow is down 18 points, but it is up 6% for 2011. The NASDAQ, however, down slightly for the year. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. Now, I don't mean to brag, but I recently learned auto technicians prefer Interstate Batteries 5-to-1 over any other battery. Oh, who am I kidding? Of course I mean to brag. 5-to-1? That's a landslide. All right, I'm done bragging. To find the dealer near you that prefers us, head to interstatebatteries.com. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. And that's not bragging, it's just the truth.
Well, I'm a salesman, and I'm on my feet all day long, so comfort's really important to me. That's why I tried the ProFoot 2-ounce Miracle insoles.
Only the 2-ounce Miracle is made with custom-forming VitaFoam to keep your feet steady and comfortable. The ProFoot 2-ounce Miracle insoles conform to the unique shape of your feet, just like custom orthotics. Plus, they cushion and support your feet for amazing comfort.
What a huge difference they make. It's really a miracle.
Try the ProFoot 2-ounce Miracle insole, available at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and other fine stores.
It's news workers at Sears and Kmart across the country have feared which stores will be closed. Details are coming out.
Florida is the hardest hit, with 11 Sears and Kmart stores shutting down in the new year. Ohio and Georgia have 6 each, and Minnesota, North Carolina, and Tennessee 4 each. The Detroit area is losing 6 stores, which shopper Wanda Traylor calls inconvenience.
What about the shoppers? We have to travel further out. I mean, that'll generate money for them, but it costs me more gas.
Sears and Kmart merged in 2005. Sears Holdings announced earlier this week the closure of as many as 120 of its more than 3,500 U.S. stores. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
A county coroner in Pennsylvania could soon decide whether to move dozens of graves threatened by a sinkhole and a water main break in Allentown. It's a 10-foot hole that's forced about 25 residents out of homes deemed structurally unsafe. They're getting ready for New Year's Eve in Times Square.
There are no specific threats in New York City, but
you know, we see ourselves and the intelligence community sees us as being at the top of the terrorist target list.
That's New York City Police Commissioner Ray Kelly. The ball will drop to ring in 2012 in 36 hours and 56 minutes.
More than a million people are expected to fill Times Square, and in the final countdown to midnight, their gaze moves here, nearly 400 feet above the street. But what you can see from the pedestrian plaza are this ball's 2,600 themed crystal triangles.
Let there be friendship, which is a pattern where it's sort of friends holding hands with hands outreached.
Countdown Entertainment's Jeff Strauss. More than 32,000 LEDs illuminate the ball, the seventh and largest addition to drop down the flagpole up here at 12 feet in diameter and nearly 12,000 pounds. Atop One Times Square, Chris Honig, Fox News Radio.
One of the first places to ring in the new year will be Samoa. It used to be one of the last, until the tiny Pacific nation skipped today entirely, switching time zones. When midnight came Thursday night, it went right into Saturday. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
ACNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, hour number two. We'll return to our special guest host, Eric Woodstrom, the president of Five Star Bank, momentarily here. After we take a quick look at the weather, which, as always, is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Anselmo Vineyards, we're seeing rain in the forecast between now and 4 p.m. They're saying an 80% chance of precipitation for Redding. A high near 55 today with relatively light winds. The chance of rain dropping to 20% between 4 and 10 p.m. today, so the rain should move in and move out fairly quickly. We're seeing partly cloudy skies tonight, an overnight low around 35, then a dry New Year's weekend, mostly sunny, a high near 61. Wind gusts as high as 21 miles an hour tomorrow, but the wind should die down for New Year's Eve tomorrow night. Partly cloudy, a low around 37, followed by mostly sunny skies on New Year's Day Sunday with a high near 65. And for Monday, which for many is the New Year's holiday, partly sunny with a high near 60 degrees. So a dry weekend in store after the rain today. Overcast skies currently, some light rain and fog reported around Redding. 53 degrees currently at the KCNR studios. Also want to give a shout out to Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. 2143 Hilltop Drive. There you'll find Tobacco and Brew with the largest walk-in humidor filled with premium cigars. You can find cigar cutters, travel humidors, all kinds of stuff, ramrods, bourbon cheroos, swisher sweets, Al Capones, White Owls, hundreds of cigars to choose from. Tobacco and Brew open till 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and till 7 p.m. on Sundays. And now we welcome back our special guest host, Carl and Linda Bott, are away celebrating their wedding anniversary as well as New Year's this weekend. So Eric Woodstrom of Five Star Bank has been gracious enough to fill in this morning. Eric, welcome back.
Thank you, Bob. Good morning. Once again, we're streaming live on 1460 AM KCNR and also KCNR1460.com on the web. It's a live call-in show. So if you have questions, please call in at 605-4567. Our guest on this second hour is Leonard Mody, Supervisor of District 2. Leonard was elected to Supervisor of District 2 after retiring in 2008. He was born and raised here in Shasta County, attended local schools, graduated from Shasta High School. He has a bachelor's degree from Notre Dame and a Master of Business Administration from University of Southern California. He came back after going to school, came back to Redding, joined the police department, and became chief of police before retiring in 2008. Leonard, good morning.
Well, thanks, Eric. It's glad to be here. I will tell you, I was hoping you wouldn't bring up the Notre Dame part after they lost their football game last night.
I was going to ask you about that. It was,
Yeah, it was not a pretty sight.
Who do you root for when SC and Notre Dame play? I guess that's really the probing question.
Yeah, I always try to tell people I just root for the winner. But I think my loyalties are probably mostly with Notre Dame. So.
Well, now you've been on the Board of Supervisors since 2008.
Yeah, it seems like it just was almost yesterday, and it's amazing how much time goes by, although it's been quite an experience coming on board with the background with the city. had a pretty good idea how some internal things function, but certainly the county, the way it functions with the programs it has, are much different than the city, and I've learned a lot over the last 3 years.
What have been some of the, maybe you can talk about some of the things that you've learned that surprised you, actually, about the county and how it, you know, how it runs and the things that the county does?
Well, most people think that the county controls its own destiny and has all its own money and pays for all its own programs, but quite frankly, the county is a subdivision of the state. And so most of the services that we provide are really services that come from state and federal money, such as social services, public health, mental health, those kind of things. So when you look at the county's budget, about 85% of it is actually controlled by somebody else.
Somebody else down the valley.
Yeah, down in Sacramento. And sometimes they don't do a very good job, as we can see right today.
Yes. Well, certainly probably one of the biggest challenges is juggling a smaller and smaller pot of money, not only to you know, meet the needs of programs that are required, but some of the things that you want to do in the county too. Maybe you can talk a little bit about what's going on in the budget, you know, at the state, and how you've been successful doing that at the county.
Well, what's interesting to me is that the state continues to spend money it doesn't have. Here we are, they are again facing a $15 billion deficit, which is what they were facing about 3 years ago, because they just never step up to the plate and fix the problem. They sort of keep kicking the can down the road. That seems to be the favorite slogan lately. And what it does is it just puts a lot of pressure back onto the counties, because they either delay payments to the counties, or they start cutting back programs or the funding, which, of course, the county sort of takes the brunt of it, because everybody thinks that we're providing it, but it's actually a state function.
Okay. And Bob, I think you gave me the high sign here. We've got to move to a break.
That's right, Eric. We will rejoin you and Supervisor Mote momentarily.
All right.
First, at 8:10, it is time for our Wells Fargo Market Minute. Susan, check that. Kathy Lathrop Cummings from Wells Fargo Advisors, joining us with this hour's stocks and commodities update. Good morning once again, Kathy.
Good morning, everyone, and Happy New Year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 19 points at 12,267. The S&P 500 is down fractionally at 1,262, and the NASDAQ is down fractionally at 2,613. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America down 1 penny at $5.45, General Electric down 3 cents at $18.04, and Pfizer up 11 cents at $21.82. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is up 5 cents at $14.44. XO Group is down 13 cents at $8.50. In the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which has lowered the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.87. Over in commodities, crude oil is down 16 cents at $99.49. Gold is up $29.90 at $15.70.80, and silver is up 71 cents at $28.03. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
All right, Kathy, thank you very much. We will check in with you one more time at 9:05 this morning. And we'll return with more of this morning's edition of Free Fire Radio. Eric Woods from the president of Five Star Bank, sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning. Miss a day, miss a lot. It's Free Fire Radio, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Wind River Casino is the only place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Are you ready for the battle on the river? MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents Battle on the River Cage Fights. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, January 21st at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading with local fighter Bill Widler. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage on Saturday, January 21st. The event center will roar with the thrill of extreme cage fights that only Wind River Casino can bring you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is coming your way again in 2012 with the Battle on the River. Cage fights at Wind River Casino on January 21st, presented by Rogue Fights. For all the details on the Battle on the River, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. Check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River.
Battle on the River.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott are away today. This is Bob Martin, and we'll take a quick look at the weather here and return to our guest host, Eric Woodstrom, and his special guest, Supervisor Leonard Mote. Your forecast brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Rain, they're saying it's likely 80% chance between now and 4 today for Reading and vicinity. A high near 55. The wind should be fairly light today. That'll change tomorrow, though, as the cloud cover is blown out. That's why the rain is moving in and out so rapidly. 20% chance of rain late this afternoon into tonight, and showers ending altogether overnight. We'll see an overnight low around 35 tonight, then mostly sunny skies tomorrow. Wind gusts as high as 21 miles an hour and a high near 61 degrees for Saturday. Saturday night, New Year's Eve, partly cloudy, a low around 37. New Year's Day, Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 65. Then for your New Year's holiday, many of you, on Monday, partly sunny with a high near 60 degrees. Should be 65 on New Year's Day, Sunday. And currently we have 52 degrees under overcast skies. Some light rain and fog in the Reading area at the moment. Weather, again, a service of Anselmo Vineyards. And Eric Woodstrom, the president of Five Star Bank, is our special guest host this morning. Eric, welcome back.
Thank you, Bob. We're here with Leonard Mote, District 2 Supervisor, former police chief, and during that transition time between police chief and supervisor, asked me to call him Super Chief, I think it was. But we've moved beyond that now.
I want to get that job where you can predict that it's going to rain between 8 and 4, 80% chance.
That wouldn't be too bad.
No, since it's raining outside now, sprinkling. So.
Well, in the last segment, we were talking about the county and the budget and really how it's driven by decisions made at the state level. Maybe we can, talk a little more about that, Leonard, and give us your perspective on how that might impact us.
Yeah, it's really true that, as I mentioned, the state and the federal money pays for about 85% of the programs that the county provides. And the state continues, as we have seen, to avoid the obvious problem is you can't spend money you don't have, yet they continue to make budgets every year that are sort of pie in the sky, hope that the money's going to come in, and then as we just found out, they're going to have trigger cuts again this year and have to make major cuts in the budget halfway through. Well, what happens is they then turn around to the counties and say, okay, normally we pay you each month for the service you provide, like, say, public health, but instead of paying you next month, we're going to delay that payment for 5 or 6 months, and you can be the banker for the state and carry the load, and then maybe we'll pay you back. We think we will. And so you're really sort of stuck in the middle from both sides. People who need the services are looking to you to help them, and the state, who's supposed to be paying for them, doesn't have the money.
Is funding with a promise instead of with the money.
And they continue to do that. And I think one of the problems I think that the state suffers from is that they're trying to be all things to all people. And there just isn't enough money to do that unless we just tax ourselves about 85% or something, and no one wants to do that. So it's a case of, I think, of the state finally recognizing that they need to make the cuts, like the local agencies have done, the county and the cities. In this last year, last couple of years, actually, we've worked with our employees. We've cut their pay, we've cut their benefits. They picked up more payments for their benefits. And that's how we balanced our budget and still kept people working and still provided the services to the citizens.
Yeah, I think it's, commonly known that the county, while both the county, the cities, other municipalities have all been cut back, that the county really has done a very good job of managing that, and without catastrophic changes, we're not closing fire stations. We're not taking drastic cuts in core value services.
And I would give a lot of credit to the employees. They came forward, the different bargaining units. They recognized that we were in some serious problems. We there were some tough negotiations, but they certainly came to be part of the solution and made it happen for us. And I think that's what I find interesting, is we were able to do that with all of our bargaining units, about 10 of them, without this big blow-up, without the acrimony, without the name-calling, which is so divisive to your unit and to your morale of your employees.
Sure. Makes it difficult to keep working, moving forward, and when you have to mend holes that have been made.
Torn apart, absolutely.
Yeah. What, you get more and more knowledge of the budget cuts that are coming from the state and the pressures on it, what services are going to be impacted? What will be noticeable, I guess, to the average constituent out there?
Well, for things that, for instance, public health or something like that, they won't just close down public health,
sure.
But it may be a situation where they don't provide as many outpatient opportunities or places where they have workshops out there to help people learn about their issues and how to deal with that. They may cut their hours back or that they're open. They may limit our satellite stations. Obviously, it's not just, we don't just serve people in the city of Redding. We have to have people in Burney and out in Palo Cedro and Happy Valley and places like that, and in Anderson and Shasta Lake City. So you may cut back on those services in those areas, which means those people then have to drive further to get what they need.
To get the services. I think you bring up a good point. Our county, Shasta County, is a huge geographic area with concentrated population, but we really have to serve everybody's needs out there, and a lot of your district is rural. It's in the west side, kind of the southwest side.
It is very rural, and I think we tend to think of the Redding Basin as Shasta County, but it really does stretch a lot further than that, and those who live in the outlying areas, some of them need the same services as people here. Recently, I just drove out to Platina, which is about the farthest you can go on the west side of the county, and it's a long drive. It takes a long time to get out there. But there are people out there who need the services as well, and then they have to come into town to find them.
Sure. So we're looking forward to 2012. We have an election year coming up. All the supervisors are up for re-election?
No, it's...
Is it a staggered?
It's staggered like the councils are. There's three people who are will be up for election, myself, Glenn Hawes, and Linda Hartman. And, yes, I am planning on running again for my seat. I've enjoyed it. I've learned a lot over the last 3 years, and, of course, I have a year to go on this term, but I look forward to doing some more in another 4 years.
Sounds good. Well, we've got to take a break here. Bob just gave me the high sign, but when we come back from our break, we'll talk to Leonard a little more about looking forward and the upcoming elections for the county supervisors. KCNR Radio, 1460.
Thank you, Eric. More straight ahead with Eric Woodstrom and Supervisor Leonard Modi here on KCNR.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Analog Living in a Digital World. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
And welcome back, 826 on this morning's Free Fire Radio here at AM 1460, KCNR. And Carl and Linda Bott away celebrating New Year's and their wedding anniversary this weekend. So Eric Woodstrom of Five Star Bank graciously filling in this morning. Eric, welcome back.
Thanks, Bob. And we're on 1460 AM and also streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This is a call-in show live again. Please feel free to call in at 605-4567. Our guest this morning on the 8 o'clock hour is Leonard Moody, Supervisor District 2. Leonard, let's talk a little about Haven Humane. A few years ago, we had a few bumps in the road down there, and it seems like it hasn't been in the press recently. Do you have some comments or thoughts?
Well, I think what's the big thing here is that for many years we had, you know, a couple of animal shelters. The county had their own.
Yes.
And then the Haven Humane provided a service that the city of Reading contracts with. And there's been a lot of discussion about the county's animal shelter because it's very antiquated. It's probably at least 60 years old, maybe older. It needed help. It's too small. So the idea was to see if we couldn't find a way to join forces with Haven.
Sure.
To provide kind of like a one-stop service, because before, if you were looking for a pet or if you lost your pet, you had to go to multiple locations, and they're quite far apart to try to find your own dog or cat. So with us joining forces, we're actually able to save money for the county, probably about $150,000 a year. The money that the Haven will get will allow them to, I think, construct another building of larger size to accommodate the needs of the county. And we'll allow our animal control officers to actually go back out and do enforcement work and deal with the complaints and the issues out there on the road, so to speak, versus having to be manning the shelter.
Okay. And so with the shelter then that's closed down,
Not quite yet.
But not quite yet, yeah. But that's the direction that you're going in collaboration with Haven and Humane to provide the services. Haven, it makes a lot of sense because geographically they can serve the county as well as the city and other constituencies. And like you said, it allows the animal control officers to get out there and do their job as opposed to, you know, trying to run a shelter also at the same time.
Absolutely. And what it does also is when the shelter, they have about a year's transition time is going to occur between as they sort of switch over. But it will take our shelter out of a residential area. I mean, there's houses literally right next door, and put it down with Haven, which is kind of isolated from that kind of situation. So I think it will serve the public better, too.
Where is Haven located?
They're down off of 273, go down off of River Ranch Road, kind of there between the city limits and where like Meek Lumber is, in between those. But they're there on the east side of the road, and so that's it's a good location where they have enough room to expand. They have property that they can expand to and do things like that as well.
Well, that seems like a good solution to kind of a problem that you had, where kind of in collaboration, not only with a private enterprise, if you will, and the provide service, improve service, improves their service and strength, as well as saving the county money. I think it's a win-win for everybody, it sounds like.
It really is, and we got like a 25-year contract with them, so we're set to go for a long period of time. And the other thing that I found quite interesting is that Haven Humane, as a nonprofit, is able to go out and get a lot more grant money and donations from people than the county ever could. In fact, and I'm not talking about donations. I'm talking about people who make million-dollar donations.
Right, true grants, significant
who want to take care of animals. And so that's a big, big plus for them.
All right, we're moving to the news, and we've got a break here. We have the Fox News, and then we'll be back with Leonard Mooney, District 2 Supervisor.
KCNR, Shasta Redding. It's 8:30.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Despite losing her Iowa campaign manager to Ron Paul, Republican Michelle Bachmann is apparently still optimistic about her chances Tuesday in the Iowa presidential caucuses.
She has got the Tea Party support, the conservative support, as well as independent support across the state of Iowa, and she plans to bring all of that together on Tuesday.
Alice Stewart is a spokeswoman for Bachmann. Meanwhile, Newt Gingrich says accentuating the positive sparked a conservative revolution 17 years ago.
Because it was so positive and so issue-oriented, it led to the largest increase in turnout for one party in an off year in American history.
Bud Gingrich and Bachmann trail Iowa frontrunners Mitt Romney and Ron Paul 4 days before the caucuses. A murder charge was filed in Indiana against the babysitter accused of dismembering a 9-year-old neighbor. Michael Plumador also faces 2 related felony charges in last week's death of Aliana Lemon. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953. With exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, 3 generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230 or online at fjredding.com.
Mike's Music and Sound Holiday Sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Fall is here, and the cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All at Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco and Brew?
Tobacco and Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petite Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petite Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco and Brew. It is on sale this month.
It's time for the 2011 Toast Across America Cigars. Tobacco and Brew are offering 2 cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishments? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Come into Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive near the corner of Mistletoe and Hilltop. Locally owned and operated since 2007, personalized customer service is our specialty. Here at Bibles, Books, and More, we offer on-site Bible imprinting and mail-to-jail services. Special orders are no problem at Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We have Eric Woodstrom, the president of Five Star Bank, sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning here on AM 1460. And we'll return to Eric and his special guest, Shasta County Supervisor Leonard Modi, after we take a quick look at the weather forecast, which is brought to you, as always, by Anselmo Vineyards. The big New Year's Eve bash coming up at Anselmo Vineyards. More details on that later this half hour, so be listening. And they have been with KCNR for 2011 and then some, and we look forward to another great year with Anselmo Vineyards in 2012 as we see rain in the forecast initially. 80% chance before 4 o'clock today. That'll drop to 20% between 4 and 10 p.m. as the rain moves in and out fairly rapidly. A high near 55 today, an overnight low of 35, so it'll, the nights will get colder as the cloud cover moves out. Mostly sunny with a high near 61 tomorrow. Wind gust as high as 21 miles an hour on Saturday. Partly cloudy Saturday night. The winds die down for New Year's Eve with a low around 37. Then mostly sunny on New Year's Day Sunday with a high near 65. Currently 52 degrees and overcast conditions. Some fog and light rain around Shasta County at this hour. And the weather, again, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Eric Woodstrom rejoins us now here at AM 1460 with his special guest, Leonard Modi.
Thank you very much, Bob. Once again, this is KCNR 1460. It's our call-in show. Please call in if you have any questions for Leonard regarding the county, and some of the business the county does. Our phone number is 605-4567. During the break, we talked about Platina. You said you went on a road trip to Platina. That's an adventure. Maybe you can talk a little bit about that and you know, some of the issues out in Platina. I think it affects a lot of people.
You know, it is a road trip out there. It's probably from the city limits. It's from Redding. It's about an hour drive. Yet it's only 30 miles. But it's a very windy road, and you go around and around and around, it seems like. But it's a small little community out there, and has a general store and a post office, and people who just enjoy their rural lifestyle out there. But as you mentioned, they're citizens of Shasta County as well, and are looking for the same kind of support and services that, you know, anybody else would get. And I went out there because, we've been dealing with the U.S. Forest Service on their travel management plan, which has to do with closing of roads in through our forest lands. And it affects the community like Platina because they rely heavily on their recreational activities. The people come out there who either want to hunt or fish or hike or just off-road vehicles. And without that kind of recreational dollars coming in, a little community like Platina with just a handful of people wouldn't survive. I mean, that's where their outside dollars come from, and so they need those activities.
And you mentioned the Forest Service and their travel management plan. That Shasta County took a very active role in providing comment and stimulating, you know, meaningful debate on that. Do you feel that there was some success and wins out of that?
Well, I think we're moving in the right direction. What happened here is the federal government, the people back in Washington, sort of passed a one plan fits all, and basically it said, we're going to close all the roads, and then we're going to come back and figure out which ones we should open. And it was a very restrictive plan. It had very little, I think, input from the local level, and it, mostly because that's what the federal government does sometimes. They just say, okay, here's our whole plan, and then, but obviously when you look at the size of the United States, one plan can't fit everywhere.
Sure.
So we were able to work with our local representative here, Sharon Haywood from the U.S. Forest Service, to work on some issues, and we had some bumpy roads at the start with sort of a lack of communication, but eventually we were able to get through that. And we have recently have met with them on a number of occasions and have had, you know, public meetings as well to discuss opening up a majority of the roads that are in Shasta County. It's not as many miles as people think. It's about 100 miles worth of roads. Most of the roads in the Shasta Tree National Forest actually are in Siskiyou and Trinity County.
Okay.
But we were able to work through a proposal that right now is back in their court, so to speak, and they're reviewing what we presented. But I feel very positive about it and think that we'll be able to open up a lot of our roads back for recreational use for people who want to use them.
Fantastic. Well, you've now been, you know, a supervisor for 3 years, going on finishing your fourth year. What do you feel that, as you look back in the first term here, that you've achieved or the county's achieved, some of the key things that they've achieved?
Well, some of them we've already talked about. Obviously,
sure.
Changing the Haven contract, I think,
yes,
was a big plus for us. I think keeping our budget in line with the dollars that we have. You know, we've not had to have massive layoffs. We've been able to continue the services, and that came through the bargaining units, and we talked about with them. So that's a big plus, I think, we're able to do without creating a lot of heartache for, you know, everybody. And then, you know, we're still working on hopefully this continuation of getting the new courthouse built. You know, obviously the county's not building it, but we had to work with the state to help, you know, provide land and a site for them to make that happen. So, you know, those are some of the big things that have come right to the forefront.
And as we look forward to some of the challenges going forward, what do you see?
Well, obviously the budget will be that way for at least, I think, 3 or 4 more years. We're going to continuously fight to keep our budgets, you know, as it should be with the dollars we have, and still fight the state that wants to take the money.
I'm getting that look from Bob now. I think we've got to go to a break, and we'll be right back on KCNR 1460 AM with our guest, Leonard Modi, Supervisor of District 2.
Indeed, Eric, and when we come back, we have a couple of callers online with questions for Leonard. More of Free Fire Radio straight ahead this morning on AM 1460, KCNR.
Be sure to attend the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, January 15th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Simpson Event Center, Simpson University. Shasta View and College Drive, more than 150 vendors, lots of prizes. See you there.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins inviting you to join us this Sunday, January 1st,
for the conclusion of The Witches of Lublin.
Based on the true and little-known history of klezmer musicians in Eastern Europe, this moving story follows a family of Jewish women who dared play and sing music in public.
Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Dr. Julie Gussenhoven, optometrist,
Tense Meats and Groceries in Kathy's Deli,
and Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
Many of life's failures are from people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Thomas Edison knew what he was talking about. Five-Star Bank wants to be your partner in success. It's a great big financial world out there, and having some smart people to count on is so important. Five-Star Bank has those smart professionals to give you the kind of advice and support so needed in today's business. Smart people doing good business. You may not be trying to invent a light bulb, but starting and running a small business can seem just as daunting. Great inspiration and wisdom can be had from those who were there before you and I. Five-Star Bank wants to be there for you. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five-Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Now's the time for us to say Happy New Year! Happy New Year!
Happy New Year from all of us here at AM 1460 KCNR. Welcome back to this morning's edition of Free Fire Radio, the final one for 2011. I'm Bob Martin, and our guest host this morning, Eric Woodstrom, president of Five Star Bank, and his special guest, Supervisor Leonard Modi. We return to you, gentlemen, and we have a couple of calls lined up for you.
All right. Thanks, Bob. We've got a couple calls. Jeff on line one. Jeff, do you have a question for Supervisor Modi or a comment?
I do. Good morning, everybody. This is Jeff Bright, Leonard. I was curious about this large development that's down in our neck of the woods. It'd be in your southwest corner. I'm sorry, I can't remember the name of the project, but it runs from Happy Valley Road to Verde Vale, from 273 over to Olinda Road. I know the economy's probably put everything on a back shelf, but I was curious if it was dead, or do you have any knowledge of its status?
Well, you're right. There's two subdivisions that were being thought about down there. One was one that from several years ago, and I'm trying to remember the name of what it was, like Foxwood Estates or something like that, I think. It was like a 3,000-acre project, which is sort of settled into Never Never Land at the moment. I haven't heard anything about it for several years now. There's another one that's being looked at, although not how far along it's come, is one near closer to West Valley High School. And that one, I think, is still being looked at, but has not come forward to any great degree yet that I know of.
Okay, I think, because I think this one's over 4,000 acres, and just to the north and west of us is 40 acres commercial. It was a pretty nice development. I mean, I actually liked what they were going to do, but... Yeah, I just didn't know what happened to it. It kind of dropped off. I went to several planning meetings on it.
I guess one of the first one I talked about was there was a lot of controversy because it had a lot of very small acreage and stuff. I mean, like quarter acre lots and things like that. The second one we talked about is fits the area a little bit better. It has like I think 2, 3, 4 acre parcels, things like that would fit more in with the rural life setting that's down there.
Well, I think you answered that. Appreciate it. Have a good morning, everybody.
All right, thank you, Jeff. John Dixon. We've got John Dixon on line two. John, you have a question for Supervisor Modi. Go ahead, John.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Great.
Good morning, John.
Listen, Supervisor Modi.
Oh, Leonard was just fine.
Based on your background and whatnot, I think that you're probably more up on this than anybody else, but I'd like to have your opinion. The state funding provided to the county for the anticipated increase in county jail population due to the California Department of Corrections revisions seems very inadequate to support the actual logistics required. How do you see the county dealing with this increase and the actually overwhelming increase that is a potential on the horizon?
Well, John, I think the biggest issue is going to be here. You raise it, if it's going to be inadequate or not. I think we're not really quite sure. I mean, I think we're going to have this sort of trial period where we kind of find out if it really is or isn't. Certainly, I'm very concerned that we open the door and they say, well, we're going to give you, let's say, 100 prisoners come back and we'll give you this amount of money, and it sounds like it's adequate, and then all of a sudden 500 prisoners show up and it's not adequate. So that's going to be one of the issues that the sheriff's going to have to deal with during the next year or so. But the bigger concern I think most people have is the funding that they're promising for this realignment of sending prisoners back is very nebulous.
Sketchy.
Yes, because already, as I mentioned earlier, we're facing a $15 billion deficit for the state, and I'm not sure that they're going to have the money to pay us the $7 million they're going to pay us this year, and then in subsequent years it goes up a little bit. But, 2 years from now, they could say, now you've got the program, and as usual, we're stopping the funding. And that's going to be the biggest problem.
Once again, it seems like they're trying to pull a rabbit out of a hat that they don't have.
Well, it goes back to, I think, running programs without sufficient funding. And so either you got to quit trying to do those kind of programs because you haven't got the funding. They're spending money they don't have.
Well, unfortunately, as we know, the court ordered this to happen.
Correct.
Federal court.
That's correct.
And the state's stuck with it just like we're locally stuck with it. And I just can't help but wonder. I mean, what I see is a giant money pot requirement that isn't there. Not pot like pot. But you know what I mean.
Sure. Well, you're right. And I worry that as the pot of money gets smaller, that the bigger jurisdictions like L.A. and Sacramento and San, they get the bigger chunk
the priority
of money. Exactly. And we get left out. And as you know, we've talked about many times, is people think that California stops at Sacramento and the North State sort of gets left out in the cold.
Well, I was a strong opponent of the reentry facility that was going to be located out on Clear Creek. And I fought against it and really did believe it was the wrong way to go. And I believe the location of it was still the wrong way to go, even if that makes me one of those not in my backyard people. But the reality is it looks like that's what they're pushing us towards now through actuality rather than through any type of legislation or approval. It looks like they're pushing to turn county facilities into reentry facilities for the California Department of Corrections. I'm really concerned about this.
Well, I think that you have a right to be. I think that we should all stay awake and be watching that and be mindful of that. On the flip side of that, what I think they're hoping to accomplish, and what remains to be seen if it happens, is that a lot of people who commit minor offenses, and I say minor in the sense that they're not killing people, but maybe they're burglaries and stuff like that.
Not life-threatening.
Yeah, or being sent off to state prison where they become hardened, where they learn more ways to commit crimes and get involved in gangs and things like that. And what they're hoping is that on the local level that you might be provide them with a better rehabilitation service that obviously the state has not done for many, many years, and hoping that they'll stop the recidivism rate, which is very, very high in California, about 75%.
It's enormous throughout the country.
Yeah, but a lot less than other places. California is one of the worst.
Yes. Well, I'm concerned. I'm really concerned about the overcrowding now that's going to transfer from the state California Department of Corrections to the local county facilities and what we're going to do to meet those requirements. I know that you're sitting on that hot seat, and whether or not you can find any wiggle room in regards to reopening the work camp or anything like that, it's going to be an interesting go for you guys.
Well, it will be, and I think the point here is well made that people like you need to keep an eye on this stuff, as we do. We need to be ever watchful of what's occurring with the state and what they're trying to do with their funding and the services that they're passing to us. And it's our job locally to look out for our best interests. And so,
good luck with it, Leonard, and thanks for all your help.
I appreciate it, John. Thank you.
Have a great day.
John, thank you very much for your comments. And now we'll move to a little advertising and come back and wrap this up for Friday, December 30th.
Thank you, gentlemen. You're tuned to AM 1460 KCNR, the home of Free Fire Radio.
Shasta Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year. The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate health care providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. Treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Cisco Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Cisco Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Cisco Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
All right, we play the Johnny Cash theme one more time as we close out 2011 here on Free Fire Radio, Carl and Linda Bott's show. Carl and Linda are away today. They're celebrating not only New Year's, but their fourth wedding anniversary this weekend. And we invite you all back for 2012 as we close out 2011 with our final Free Fire Radio broadcast. Back to our guest host, Eric Woodstrom, and Supervisor Leonard Modi. Right after, I remind you to pay a visit to Cypress Square Barbershop if you're in the need for a haircut. It is man's last stronghold. You'll find Cypress Square Barbershop at 2463 Athens Avenue in Redding. DC Tim and the gang, they welcome your business in 2012. They've been with us from the start here at AM 1460 KCNR, and we look forward to continuing to talk about Cypress Square Barbershop in the coming year. Again, you'll find them at 2463 Athens Avenue in Redding. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, as Carl would say. And Eric Woodstrom, president of Five Star Bank, we give you the final 3 minutes here to wrap up.
Thank you very much, Bob. And as we wind down towards a New Year's Eve weekend or New Year's weekend, we've got Supervisor Leonard Modi kindly joined us for the 8 to 9 hour. We had a number of different discussions. Let's talk about one that's been in the news for quite some time recently, and it's been kind of a flashpoint out there. We saw you had a decision at the last supervisor meeting that was 3-2 on the whole issue of medical marijuana and dispensaries and growing. Thoughts and comments?
Well, as you know, the county voted actually 5-0 to,
okay.
Well, there were two votes, but the first was 5-0 to ban dispensaries. And part of the reason I think we did that is we watched the the heartache and the concerns and the problems that the city of Reading suffered through as they tried to deal with this issue. And it's not their fault.
Sure.
It's the problem of the state has one rule, one law, and the federals have another.
Just conflicting legislation and laws.
Everybody's caught in the middle. And I think that at the county level, the idea was mostly to, let's let this thing work out further down the road to see if the feds and the state can come to some agreement at some point, and let's stay out of the mix until that happens. The second vote you referred to was a 3-2 vote, and that was to deal with the actual cultivation of marijuana on people's home property. And the reason why it was a split vote was not because two people were in favor of it, it was because they actually wanted to be more restrictive than what we were proposed. So actually all five supervisors were supportive of restricting.
Of having some clear restrictions on it.
And the reason that has happened is, I recognize that there are some people out there, I think a small percentage, but there are people out there who do feel they get some benefit from using that product. I think most people are sort of just scamming the system. But what's happened is the number of people in residential areas are being affected by those who are growing large marijuana plots next to them and hurting their lifestyle, their quality of life. And I think that's where a lot of the flack has started to come back from. I got a lot more calls this time around, more people opposed to cultivation than people who wanted this to happen.
Well, and I think that's what we're starting to see, too, is that there's a stronger majority of people that are beginning to be more vocal about their displeasure with growing in their neighborhood and or dispensaries in their neighborhood.
And I would remind people that when Prop 215 passed a long time ago, it did not pass in Shasta County.
That's true.
It was beat quite soundly.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Leonard. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate the listeners out there, and we wish you all a happy new year. And this is Eric Woodstrom, KC.